Setting up the knitter. Place your knitter on the edge of the table with the nameplate on top and the handle of the carrying case away from you. Remove the upper case by releasing the catches on both sides of the handle, number one. Lift the upper case slightly and pull towards you. This will release the upper case, which, when removed, should be placed on the table behind the knitter with the open section facing you. In this outer case, you will find a large cast-on comb, 8B. A small cast-on comb, 8A. An automatic yarn tension unit, number 2. Carriage handle, 7D. And a sinker plate assembly, 7E. Which is, at this point, stored in the center of the outer case, which is on the table just behind your machine. Please remove the accessory box, 1B. Which is now located on the right side of the machine needle bed, 1A. Lift the accessory box and it will release itself from the needle bed. Place it in the outer case, which will be your convenient storeroom for most of your accessories. In the accessory box, which you have just placed in the outer case, you will find two table clamps, number 4. Also remove the row counter, number 5. Which is located on the right side of the accessory box and can be identified by the three columns of numbers which show through its glass case. Take the row counter and slip it from back to front in the metal bracket 5A. Which is located on the left top part of the needle bed. If you examine the row counter, you will notice that in the center there is a black set of numbers and a red set of numbers. Primarily, you will work with the black numbers, which adds up your rows of knitting. The red numbers beneath the black are used for subtraction. When you commence a piece of knitting, you must set the black numbers to 3 zeros. To do this, you must set them consecutively, starting from left 1 first, the middle 1 second, and the right 1, which is turned in the opposite direction, last. To set the right-hand column to 0, turn the top screw on the right-hand side clockwise, or in the right direction. It is important to turn the knobs as I direct you, or you will not attain 3 zeros, which you require for starting. The middle top screw is also turned clockwise. However, the last screw on the right-hand side is turned counterclockwise to reach zero. To the left of the center of the needle bed, you will find what resembles a box with a metal clip attached to it. This box is called the accessory stand number 6. This is easily removed by lifting front to back and gently removing. Place the accessory stand, which you have just removed, in the metal bracket to the right of center on top of the needle bed 5A and slip it from back to front until you feel it snaps securely into position. In the accessory box, you will find a pair of table clamps number 4. These are used to secure the knitter to your table so that it will hold firmly while you are knitting. First, turn the knobs in the table clamp 4A. To the left, until it is raised to its highest point. When you turn this knob, you will notice that this will automatically raise the head of the screw on top of the table clamp 4B.